The Metricon pre-game interview.
Always a pleasure to have a chat with this gentleman. We've never had him on Carrick Footy, but when you talk to him, you always learn something when you ring about for some information or you want to just talk a little bit of football, and that is the president of the St Mary Sporting Club. They call him Little Jock. There's Big Jock. Old Jock McMahon, but here's Little Jock, John McMahon, joining us on K-Rock Footy. Little Jock, good to see you.
Thanks, Kenny.
Last hurrah for you, I believe. Are you pulling the pin as El Presidente after more than a decade?
Yes. 15 years in the job, so it's, it is my last year. But not going anywhere. Going to obviously do a lot of work and a lot of help around the club, and we've got some amazing people there, so I'm pretty excited what's coming up.
Talk to us about how the presidency's evolved in 15 years, and has it become more demanding to be the head of a sporting club like St Mary's?
Yeah, look, I don't think I could do it if I didn't work for myself. The time taken up and all that, more so out of Saturdays and Thursday nights, it's just during the week there's a lot of stuff to do, but you go to our club and I've got, you know, your Kevin McMahons and Scotty Hoskins and all that, the time and effort they put in is just amazing. So that's, yeah, look, I've got, I always say I don't know if I've got the greatest board, but it's the greatest board I've ever been involved with.
So many McMahons, so confusing. Can you, for those listening who go, geez, it's just McMahons everywhere, can you give us a little bit of how everybody's linked? Because you're not all related, but there are links everywhere. Just give us a bit of the family tree, so to speak, but
all right.
Not really family.
Well, family tree, but obviously Old Jock, or even they call him Old Jock, Big Jock we'll call him, and he was my dad's brother, so there were seven of them, and all come from big families. The girls, obviously, they Hendersons, Reddins, Stewarts, all in that family. So, and there's McMahon. So, and then we break off to that, and then you get the next lot of kin. So, I think it's every second year we usually have the family reunion at our place, and there's, you know, 180 of our closest friends. But you've got to be a first cousin or related in that area to be in that group, all right? Sorry about that.
To get an invite. It is amazing. There is 1,000 McMahons there, and everybody else. The club, how's it evolved across? We were just talking about juniors. The structure of netball, it's a very strong club. It's got a great culture now, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, I'll go back, and I always think it has. It's just society's changed, and where kids of yesteryear turn around, we ride our bikes to training, we do this. Kids don't do that. They do organised sport now. And you turn around and, you know, I would have said, if you go back 20 years, 25 years, it would have been our Achilles heel where we are, but now it's a strength. Like, people, hang on, I'm working in town, I've worked in Melbourne, kids can play or train at St Mary's, I'll pick them up on my way home. It's like, that's evolved. Like I said, it's where we were 20-odd years ago is our Achilles heel, and now it's our strength.
Yeah, it's an amazing precinct now, isn't it? Like, when you think train station across the road, and, like, as you said, two blocks from the CBD, and there's so much to do there, you know, the swimming pool, netball, cricket's there, you know, the whole thing. It's an amazing place to be.
Yeah, it's a central venue. Like, and look, even off the work of St Mary's, you know, like, obviously we're unfortunate enough, we had Frank's funeral there. We do a lot of other things now than just a sporting club. Like, it is a small business for me, and it's and the club, that side of it's in a really good spot where it is, and so it is. It's a great spot.
Whereas once upon a time it used to be the mass migration of Joey's boys up Minerva Road. They go either Minerva Road or down Noble Street, don't they, to footy training or netball training?
100%. And, like, if you go to Joey's or any of them schools around that area, you'll see a group of them all walking down one way or the other. Like, they'll go their own ways. They probably have a little niggle every now and again, but they do. Yeah, they all go to school together, and I see them out here talking, and they're all best of mates and all that. It's just, like I said, local footy's magnificent.
And the community of football was on show on Wednesday. Like, I was at Frank's funeral as well, like everybody, yep. And just to see North Shore, Newtown, North Geelong, Drysdale, St Mary's, yep. Just, like, from totally different walks of life.
Cariah,
that's right, touching each other, and then everybody going to St Mary's to have a beer.
Yeah, and look, if you've been involved with local footy, and Kingy, you see it all the time, like, we all actually get on.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you know, we'll turn around and say, oh, we don't like them, we don't like them, and you'll go away and say, no, we do, we actually, they're really, you know, as good a friend as I'll get is Sean McWilliams from Newtown, you know, like, these are good people. You know, like, it just say, well, I go away and I'll say, oh, you know, always tongue-in-cheek, yeah. I wish you all the best, but I don't mean it, and go and catch up with him 5 minutes later. Like, you know, we all want to win out here, but not everyone can, so, yeah, no, it's great footy.
And in terms of attracting youngsters to your club, as a local parent, I've noticed that your Auskick runs on a Friday night. That's been an absolutely crucial time slot, because traditionally Sunday mornings is not one where everyone wants to get up, but the Friday night really attracts people who want to free up their weekends. And if you can get the kids at Auskick level, they're the ones that, you know, if it's a great culture, they're going to stick around and come through your ranks.
Oh, 100%. Like, if you want to go to the Friday night, my wife's never been involved in the sport inside of it, and with the kids coming through, she said, well, I want to do footy, I want to do it Friday night, so I've got the weekend for myself. So, and that's how it came about. Like, I've been lucky enough to be there when the juniors started to rebuild, and I was with, you know, the Bath and the O'Donoghues and all that, all these good people, and we just created something, and it just kept growing. So it
certainly did.
And in your time as president, who would be a couple of players that will really stick out in your time as being, you know, some of the best that you've seen as president?
You got one to get, run around today, whether he's 100% fit, in Harry Benson. But, you know, you've got your Jack Bloods, and, you know, like, I was there, I was vice president for 5 years before I was president, and, like, you know, Chris Jones, Frank Floppiani, like, we just had, you know, Riley Hall last year, like, missed most of the year through injury, but just next level superstar players.
So, who replaces you is the question. They're big shoes to fill. Is there a succession plan?
There is an succession plan, but we're still working through it. But we've got a couple of people in line. Like, it's just, yeah, but we, like I said, the board's so strong that they'll pick the right person for the job.
You obviously have a coaching situation where you lose, you've lost Robbo last year, you'll lose Keastie at the end of this year. Where are you at in terms of what your structure looks like for 2025?
Well, Luke will obviously be that. We are now, and because the VFL's still going and all that, we are looking for, I love to join coaches, i.e. Luke been away for 2 weeks in Japan, I think it was, with work, so he couldn't, and it works really well for us, and I think I like it because growing up coaching the kids, my kids and all that, there was always two of us. If I couldn't be there, the other person. I do like it, and at this level, like, it's, you need as much help as you can get. So we're still looking, Luke, and we're just trying to find, I assume, off the field coach, but not, you know, because we can't afford to go outside and recruit too much because we just got too many kids.
For Metricon, Australia's number one builder, 8 years strong, speaking with St Mary's Sporting Club president, Little Jock McMahon. He's Matty Kershaw on Carrick Footy.
Jock.
Oh, Matthew. Jeez, we're in September. Surely you can step up to the plate and turn your own mic on.
We apologise.
Done. Jock. It's amateur hour here, Jock, at the minute.
And you're the biggest amateur of them all.
Correct. When you build an empire like you have at St Mary, they are an empire. They are an empire. And I'm glad you mentioned about their culture before, because it doesn't matter who steps into whatever position, the culture is... It's just like it's inbred. It's just a fantastic culture. But
ingrained is the word you're looking at, not inbred. Yeah. Although there are a lot of McMahons.
Yeah, that's true. Volunteers, like, it's so big now. Like, you've got the women's side of football and so many juniors. Are you finding it harder to get volunteers now?
100%. Yeah. 100%, Kirsch. Like, I just... And the problem is, we all do it. We go back to the same pool.
Yeah.
But we are getting better as a club at that. We turn around and say, well, hang on, you know, 16 group, you've got to do this. So if you can't do it, we mightn't be the club for you. 18s, you do this. And I generally do try to leave the Auskick 9s, 10s and 11s alone, like leave that group and let them welcome to the club. And, you know, just, and you still get some great parents there that want to help.
Yeah,
but
gotcha. Yeah.
But we turn around, and we are getting better at it, but we're not, we never have enough volunteers.
Yep.
The ability... You talk about your location once being a hindrance, but now it being a bonus. 9 Geelong home games. What is... I know you won't put a dollar figure on it for us, but is that a significant addition to your coffers that you get to have those basically 9 games? And I reckon probably the twilight's the best for you, where you're open
100%.
Pre and then you've got the post where people come back and have a drink.
Yeah, no, look, and people keep going, oh, that's what it is. I'll go back through it. We build our rooms, and we're lucky enough, obviously, to get a donation from the Costa Group, but we never got any council money. So when we done our lights, we didn't get council money. We done our so we pay for all that. So that money sits over in this corner, and it's there.
Making the club better.
Infrastructure. Like, we want to get the oval made bigger. There's a big chance the council and government won't be able to put a lot of money in, so we will have to put a lot of our own money into it. So that is not there to run the footy club. It's not there. It is just a separate business side of it, and we are setting it up so just you know, Kingy comes in as president, oh, we want new jumpers for the under four. You can't take it out of that money. There'll be a structure there for three or four people to sign off on that to get that money.
What do you make of the current plans for the Cadinia Park precinct? We've had a lot of discussion with the Cats, with Steve Hocking, with Jared Griffin from the Stadium Trust. There's been, you know, mooted, you know, boutique stadium potentially being built out on, which wouldn't be your ground. You'd still have Anthony Costa Oval, but how involved in those conversations as a Cadinia Park user are you?
We, as per normal, meet with them once a month and talk about all these type of things. I'm still a bit dubious on where it's all going to look at state government, federal government. There's not a lot of money around Kingy, so I don't get too excited on it. Like, yeah, I'd like our ground to be done. I'd love the whole park to be done as a precinct, but I think there's a lot of other things they've got to start looking at before they look at that.
So when is there a time frame for getting your ground done? I know it's been discussed for a while, but...
Look, we were flying for a while, and then they brought it in the whole precinct type of thing, so it's... I would love to have it on my watch, but it's not going to happen. So I'd love to say in the next couple of years, but it's just... There's a lot of politics to go under it.
Okay, when can they remove that tree so you can play night football?
We're getting closer. All right, we are hopefully by the end of this year and we'll be back to night football.
There was some talk too that you might look to build some sort of coach's box and
I'm a bit old school. If we build, I look at some of these coaches' boxes at some of the clubs, they are fantastic. Yeah. If we're building one, we're going to build the identical one for the away side.
Yeah.
We're not. I believe if you build something for us, you've got it's got to be fair both ways.
And I understand a radio broadcast box might be be part of that. Is that correct,
yeah.
Jock?
Oh, yeah, look, that didn't cross my mind, but I will have to look at that in a better way. So, yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
No worries, my pleasure.
Congratulations on a wonderful tenure. 15 years is no mean feat in a local sporting administrator's role, especially one that is unpaid and also comes with probably a lot of criticism. Although, when your club's running pretty well, you'd probably want to be president of St Mary's and some other clubs at some stages too, but that might even bring more issues to success sometimes too when you've got to deal with...
Thanks. And look, thanks. This is great for our local footy. Like, everyone listens to it. You do a great job in advertising. So thanks, fellas. Thanks for your time.
I really appreciate it. Good to see you. Little Jock joining us here. Thanks to Metricon, Australia's number one builder, 8 years strong.
The Metricon pre-game interview.